and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Pleased to have with us Tanner Smith. He's the Flint Hills Shootout Tournament Director, as play is on pause today, but resumes tomorrow.
Yeah, it's underway. Tanner, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing all right. How have the first few days of the Flint Hills Shootout gone from White Auditorium here so far this week?
It's been pretty fantastic. You know, it's always a good time for me personally. You know, we get through the first semester, and I look forward to the Flint Hills Tournament and watching some good basketball and seeing some people I haven't seen in a year. But it's been a pretty good and smooth 3 days here.
A little different with the off day being on Thursday?
Not too much. You know, ESU had reached out early on, and they were great to work with, so both compromised a little bit, so happy we could help them and get their game in tonight. So it's been a smooth transition.
And so at least some seeding upsets here to keep the interest earlier here this week.
Yeah. On the girls' side, you know, you had number 6 Mission Valley knocking off the 3 seed Wabunsee, which was a pretty good game, you know. We've had some real tight ones, especially on the boys' side, so it's been fun. I'm excited to see what, you know, Friday and Saturday bring. You know, as we get further into the tournament, you're going to see a lot more competitive basketball as teams kind of even out a little bit. So I'm looking forward to some pretty good basketball here the next couple days.
What about the Flint Hills League? A little different look this year, Tanner?
Yeah, you know, losing Northern Heights and Central Heights from last year, sorry to see them go, but excited to get Wabunsee in our league and Care Paravelle. So they've been great additions. Love working with their administrative staff over there, and they've got some great kids and great coaches that have really kind of jumped into the league, and it's been a great fit for everybody, I think.
Tanner, how far in advance do you start the process here for the league tournament? And I guess as part of that, what are your conversations like when it comes to the different athletic directors, and then starting to loop into referees, and then you start looping into the volunteers that are needed as well?
Sure, yeah. You know, this kind of starts towards the end of middle end of November, just kind of reaching out, touching base with everybody, and it's a task. But you know, lucky for me, you know, I work with a lot of great ADs in our league, a lot of great principals. We get along really well, and so they help me and assist me and with whatever I need. And then, of course, our league commissioner for officials, Tegan Swoboda, is amazing at what he does. And unfortunately, he'll be retiring this year. But we're excited to bring on John Moore. But, you know, those guys helping me get officials, and I love seeing the officials come year after year. You know, when I coached, you know, I could never find a good official, right? But then as an AD, my mindset has changed, and I really enjoy, you know, communicating and talking with these guys as we get through the tournament and catching up with them. But what really holds it all together is our workers. You know, we've had Robert Herbig announcing games at the FHL tournament for 14 years now. So it's people like him, you know, Kathy Dreyer, Stacey Hauer, Pat Harsh, all those guys just kind of helping out and being part of something that we've really enjoyed putting on for our communities and the city of Emporia. So it's definitely a team effort, but I'm real proud of what we're able to put together.
Yeah, it's a long week for a lot of folks, a lot of hours spent in White Auditorium, but what a great venue for these kids to play in, isn't it, Tanner?
Oh, yeah, it's such a great experience. You know, the kids normally don't get to experience a venue quite like White Auditorium, and even the staff there is fantastic to work with. So they keep that place clean and ready to go for us every year. Every night it's ready to go. But what an amazing venue that we're able to go and play in, you know, and especially I think it was a year or two ago where we even were allowed to get our middle school in there for a night, and it was just a great experience for them, all their wide eyes, and couldn't believe what they were playing in. You know, it's really good for everybody.
Indeed. We've been able to have the games on Country 101.7 and KVUE.com/TV here this week. What's the schedule for you guys coming up here? Obviously not tonight, but Friday, Saturday here to close out the tournament.
Yeah, sure. So we're going to kick it off again tomorrow at 3 o'clock with the boys' semifinal games. In our 3 o'clock game, we've got Care Paravelle taking on West Franklin. Our 4:30 game, we have Linden taking on Chase County. Our 6 o'clock game, we've got Mission Valley taking on Wabunsee. And then our last night of the game at 7:30, we've got Council Grove taking on Osage City. So those last four teams are all trying to compete for a championship right now. And then we'll start it up again 9 a.m. Saturday with the girls at 9 a.m. with Council Grove and Caraparavel, and it'll be a full day of good basketball. So I encourage everyone listening to come on out, come watch some good basketball on Saturday, and enjoy the atmosphere with us.
Well, I hope you and your team will be able to get a bit of a rest today, Tanner, and it fortunately looks like the weather's going to be great right on through the weekend, so no difficulties there.
Yeah, it's about time I get a little luck somewhere, so the weather's helping out this year.
Tanner, we appreciate it. Great job.
Thanks, Tanner. See you this weekend.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you.
Talk to you later. Tanner Smith, who's the Flint Hills Shootout Tournament Director, joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning, Chuck.
Okay. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we've already mentioned here that our Newsmaker guest will be Lyon County Health Officer Dr. Laden Oyenuga with the winter illness update, which is pretty timely. The Newsmaker 2 will be at 8:20. We'll be joined by our